Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Shabbat Shalom. Now we know that you are here and we are very happy that we can be again together under the sound of the Word. The topic for today, or the ministry for today, of course, is found in Galatians, in the book of Galatians, that we are moving along in our study together of the book of Galatians. So I'm sure you have your Bible with you, and I would like you to open to the book of Galatians to chapter 5, and let's see if the Lord can help us today to conclude with the fifth chapter of Galatians. We always give a measure of introduction as we read and begin our meditations together. But again, it's always good to remember, brothers and sisters, that the believers in Galatia have been saved. They have accepted the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. They became what is known to us as born again, born from above. They were now children, sons and daughters of the Father, just like the Jewish believers who were in the city of Jerusalem and have accepted the Messiah in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and so on. Now the Gentile world have heard the message of the gospel, and many became believers in Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. But, of course, as it is in every generation, it was in the past, and it is in the present, and it will be in the future. There is always those that oppose the simple ABC of the gospel and introducing things that are not given to us in Scripture. And of course, as we read in Acts chapter 15, there were those who came down from Jerusalem and said to the believers in Galatia that except they will be circumcised and keep the law of Moses, they cannot be saved. So Shaul, who ministered in the region of Galatia, who led the believers, the people in Galatia to come to know the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, wrote to them this interesting and important letter. I mentioned to you before that the letter to the Galatians was the first letter that Shaul Paul wrote in out of the 13 letters. And he wrote this letter in order to correct doctrinal error that needed to be corrected. And doctrine is very important, beloved brothers and sisters. If we don't have foundation, we will never be able to build a house upon it. If we don't have sound doctrine, we will never be able to grow in appreciation of the work of our Lord Yeshua, the Messiah. So we are in Galatians 5 in this ministry meeting, and we are reading from verse 13 to verse 26, and with the Lord's help, we'll see what the Lord has for us. So Paul is writing, and he says to them in verse 13, he says, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murders, drunkenness, revilings, and such alike. Of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, ahava in Hebrew, joy, simcha, peace, shalom, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Messiahs, or Christs, have crucified the flesh with the affection and lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vain glory, provoking one another, envying one another. And I'm going to stop here with the reading of Galatians chapter 5 and verses 13 to 26. Now, as the Apostle Paul was writing this letter, and I reminded you, the Apostle Paul was a very, you might say, he was very sound in his presentations. And you notice that in the first two chapters of Galatians, he gave them his personal testimony, his personal biography. He told them who he was. He told them what happened before he became a believer. He told them how he got saved, he accepted Yeshua the Messiah, and how the Lord Jesus the Messiah called him to be the apostle to the Gentiles, to the uncircumcision. Then in chapter 3 and chapter 4, Shaul Paul presented before the Galatian doctrine, teaching. He went back to the Hebrew scriptures and he reminded them how God in his plan gave his people Israel the law, but the law was never given in order to bring Israel justification, but the law was given in order to help Israel to have a code of life in which will make them different than all other nations. And when a Messiah came, if you remember, we read in Galatians chapter 3, and especially if you remember in this verse 19, what was the reason that the law was given? It was added because of transgressions, until the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And the seed is the Mashiach, the Messiah. When the Messiah, when the Mashiach of Israel, the Savior of the world, came, he was the only one who fulfilled the law fully. And everyone that believes in him is now delivered from the curse that they deserve because of the failure of men. The law is holy, Israel is sinful, man is sinful. The law will always curse the one who never fulfilled completely the law. And therefore we are cursed by nature. But the Messiah came and he became cursed on our behalf when he died for us on the tree and paid for our sins. Now in chapter 5 and chapter 6, the Apostle Paul is moving no longer to personal testimony, no longer only to doctrine, but now he wants them to live practically. How do we live the life as believers now that we are saved? How do we live our lives as believers? And many times, beloved brothers and sisters, to our own shame, we have to admit that we don't rise to the standard that we ought to live as believers in Yeshua the Messiah. In fact, The Christian community, the believers in Jesus the Messiah, are far more responsible under the grace of God than Israel was under the law that God had given to our forefathers. Therefore, God will have to deal with the believers far severe because of their violation of the Word of God, because we have everything. We have a complete canon of Scripture. We have the Holy Spirit of God is indwelling us. We have the Messiah who already died, was buried, and rose again, and he's in heaven as a great high priest interceding on our behalf. We have everything to be able to live a godly life, and yet you will see that even the Galatians, instead of living in the light of the blessing that they have, they were biting one another, they were devouring one another, and eventually ended up also to live many times in the works of the flesh, the old nature, rather than in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. So now in this passage, the apostle helps the Galatians and he helps us to know how to live in liberty, how to live in freedom. You know, if you ever knew the Israel national anthem, the second part of the Israel national anthem is like this. Our hope will not be lost. The hope of 2,000 years to be free nation in our land, the land of Zion and Jerusalem. This is the hope of the Jewish people for the last 2,000 years to go back to the land, to live as a free nation in the land after 2,000 years since the dispersion of the Romans, when the Romans destroyed a temple in the city of Jerusalem and the Jews, many Jews were killed. Over 1 million Jewish people were killed and dispersed. The rest of the nation was dispersed. For 2,000 years, beloved brothers and sisters, there was no state, there was no nation called Israel in its own land. But now there is, since 1948. But is Israel living in freedom, in liberty? Israel is still in unbelief. Israel still do not believe as a nation that Yeshua, Jesus, is the Messiah. And only a few Jewish and a few Gentiles who are minority in this world have accepted the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. So we have been liberated, have been freed from the judgment that we deserve because of our sin. But how do we live this free, you might say, liberty that we have in Christ? Notice that in verse 1 of chapter 5, the Apostle Paul said to the Galatians, "Stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith the Messiah has made us free, and be not entangled with the yoke of bondage." So now that you became a believer, how do you live your free life, you might say, your liberty? Does liberty mean that we can do as we please? Does liberty mean that the believer has now that he is free and he believes in Yeshua, he can live a sinful life and carry on as if everything is okay? The answer, of course, is no. You remember what Paul said in Romans 6? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid, may it never be, the apostle Shaul Paul said. Not so. Because you are a believer in Yeshua the Messiah and you are saved, it doesn't give you license to be lawless, to live a careless life. And that's what he's trying to teach the brothers and sisters now in Galatia in these verses in which we are here dealing with. So in, you notice that in Galatians 5, verses 13 to 26, the apostle Paul is giving a threefold ministry, or telling us of the threefold ministry of the Holy Spirit of God in the life of every believer. Now let me just remind you for a moment, brothers and sisters, when you and I have confessed our sins and repented before God, that very same moment that we accepted the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy Spirit of God took residence in our body and we became born from above, born again. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says, all that are in Christ Jesus, in the Mashiach Yeshua, are new creation. All things have passed away. All become new. We are new creation. And as a new creation, we have a divine person indwelling in our hearts, in our person, you might say. And He is the one that ministers to us, that guides us, that leads us to live a life that is pleasing to the Lord. And so Paul, in Galatians 5, verses 13 to the end of the chapter, give us the threefold ministry of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believers, not in the life of the unbelievers, because the unbelievers are not born again. They are not born from above. They are not new creation. He is speaking to the Galatians who are already believers and to you and I as well. So he began, notice in verse 13, 14 and 15, and he said that the Holy Spirit of God, He helps the believers to fulfill the law of love. We could not fulfill the law of Moses by nature because we were not born from above. We didn't have a new nature. That's why the law condemned us. But now that we are believers in the Lord Jesus, in the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, verse 13, 14, and 15, Paul shows the Galatians that the Holy Spirit of God helps the believers to fulfill the law, but he called it, notice, the law of love. And so he began in verse 13, and he said to them, listen, do not use liberty for an occasion for the flesh. Notice that, verse 13. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, unto freedom. In Hebrew we call it chofesh, or cherut. You have been called unto freedom, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. You know, many times when we hear people ask the question, says, oh, so you say that you are saved, that you are forgiven. So I mean, you can do what you want, right? You can do as you please. After all, hallelujah, praise the Lord, we are saved, we are going to heaven. So who cares, one might say. Let me live carelessly, sinfully, not judging myself, not repenting for my wrongdoing, because after all, Yeshua died for my sin. You see, Paul said, no, brethren. He said to them in verse 13, he says, brethren, and in, notice he called them achim. And by the way, the word achim, brethren, is mentioned at least around 10 times in the book of Galatians. He's saying to them, notice, brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, by love, but by love serve one another. In other words, don't be careless as a believer, because the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, has set you free and forgave your sins and you belong to Him. Don't say to yourself, wow, now I have an occasion to do as I please, therefore I'm free. I have freedom. I can do as I please. Paul says, no, brethren, don't use it. Don't allow yourself to have this liberty and use this liberty as an occasion for the flesh, for your old sinful nature to have its own way. Don't allow yourself to live in such a way, because if you're going to allow yourself to live in such a way, you will never please the Lord. You will never be able to grow spiritually and to honor God. He says, but the opposite. Notice what he says, but by love serve one another. The word love here is the Hebrew word ahava. In the Greek it's agapeo. And it's an unconditional love of serving the brethren. Apparently, it seemed to be that the Apostle Paul, though he wanted the Galatians to understand their position, forgiven, saved, justified, reconciled, But he also understood that they have a problem, not positionally, but practically. In other words, there was the danger for them to carry on in the old sinful nature that is against the will of God. And that old nature, we all have this sin nature. The reason that we sin is because we have a sin nature. The reason that man does wrong is because we were born and shapen in iniquity. In sin did my mother conceive me. David, the king of Israel, said when he prayed in confession to the Lord. And though he says to them, no, brethren, don't do so. But the opposite, you better serve one another and do it with love, because if you are going to honor the Lord, if you're going to please the Lord, and if you're going to live your life in the light of the new nature that you have, serve God's people. Do it out of love towards one another, he says in verse 14. And then he reminds them, in verse 14, he reminds them, what is the fulfillment of the whole law? The Torah. What is the fulfillment? Notice in verse 14, for all the law, in Hebrew we say kol ha-Torah, all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. In Hebrew, ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha. It's taken from the book of Leviticus, chapter 19 and verse 18. God wanted his people Israel not only to love the Lord, but to love the people of Israel and the neighbors around. Ve'ahavta le're'acha kamocha, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Because love, notice this, love is that which, as we have here in verse 14, love is the fulfillment of the whole law. Think about the Lord Jesus, the Lord Yeshua, when he came from heaven. Unconditionally, he loved humanity. He came down from heaven to a people whom he knew who will reject him. Isaiah, the Hebrew prophet, said he was despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrow that had been acquainted with grief. But yet he came. He loved us even unto death. He loved us to the extent that he was willing to lay down his life for us. What an example we have in the person of the Lord Yeshua the Messiah. And so verse 14, he says, listen, the law is fulfilled in one word. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Quoting Leviticus chapter 19 and verse 18. You remind us of what Yeshua the Messiah said in the Gospel of Matthew in chapter 22 when he was asked about which is the greatest commandment. And you remember what the Lord Yeshua, the Lord Jesus said to the one that asked him. He says, listen, in verse 37 on Matthew chapter 22, he said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbors as thyself. And then he said, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. What's the use of seeking to keep rules and laws of men, or even the law of the Lord, but the behavior, internal behavior, is completely contradicting that which we claim to say that we keep? That's what he was saying to the Galatians. If you're not behaving in a right way, so what if you will be circumcised externally? So what if you're going to keep a certain things and certain commandments that God gave, external commandments, if your heart is wrong before the Lord? And what if you are saved and you are a believer and you allow yourself to live in the light of the flesh? So what is honor for the Lord if you don't walk in a way that is pleasing to the Lord? That's what he's saying to the Galatians. And so he can move along. And in verse 15, the Galatians did not allow the Holy Spirit of God to guide them. Look, see what's happened there in Galatia. Sadly, what happened in Galatia, we read in verse 15. Notice, apparently there was a problem in Galatia. Even though they were misinstructed by listening to those who told them you must be circumcised in order to be saved, and that is wrong. But apparently, in practice, they failed. How did they fail? Notice what he says in verse 15. He says, if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. You see, they were biting one another. They were bickering with one another. They were devouring with one another. He says, listen, you better be careful, lest ye be consumed one of another. You better be careful. In other words, it's not enough to have a positional relationship with the Lord when practically you fail to bring it into a relationship with other believers. That's what the Apostle Paul is saying to the Galatians. And notice he used the word biting. He used the word devouring. And he even said at the end, he says, you better be careful, take heed, lest you be consumed one of another. The Hebrew words here for biting is linshoch. It's like a lion who is a biting. And the second word here is devour. It's like a lion who devour that food that had been presented, maybe the other animal that came along his way. And imagine, brothers and sisters, what a shame is when God's people behaving in such a way that they bite one another, devour, you might say, one another, and eventually, you know what's going to happen? As it says here at the end of verse 15, that ye be not, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.